Almost halfway through the Titans offseason program, so time to get a State of the Titans report from General Manager Rustin Webster. You have 9 weeks, 4 weeks already in the book, so you're almost halfway through this offseason program. Hard to believe.
It's really flown by, but we've got a lot of good work. There's a lot of good chemistry right now on both sides of the ball. Out there yesterday, really impressed with how we're flying around in all three phases, and guys are encouraging each other and working together. The new coaches and the new players have really integrated well into being Tennessee Titans.
But you're in phase two, which means the offense still has to work with the offense and the defense with the defense. Can't work against one another yet, right?
Cannot work against each other. Anything we do as a group, say offensively, is on air. There are no one-on-ones, no seven-on-sevens, any of those type of things that we'd normally do in training camp. But we're getting a lot of great work, and, we're basically putting in a new offense. So there's a lot to be learned, and they're picking it up quickly.
But the next phase comes very quickly. The OTAs start May the 29th, and then it can be offense against defense and everything.
Yeah, we'll get a lot of good competition during that, those OTAs, our mini camp. So we'll get a good look at our new players going against each other when that starts.
All right, let's fire up about some of the guys who are coming back from injuries. Obviously, a lot of questions about Jake Locker, the shoulder. Is he limited at all right now?
Really, the only limitation is he can't get hit, and we can't do that anyway. So everything else, he's been full go. Taking a lot of reps, really doing a good job of leading the team, running things out there, throwing the ball well. So he looks good, and he's coming along fast. He feels good. All that's obviously very important. So we're happy where Jake is right now.
Any change in his demeanor now that he absolutely knows he's the number one quarterback without question?
I think so. I think he's taking charge, really running the offense. He has that naturally. And in his personality, and it's really been coming out during this offseason program. Very encouraging. Jake's a positive guy. But he and the receivers talking about the routes and being on the same page, he and the backs, getting to know his offensive linemen. We have some new players there. He's taking charge of things.
And Mark Mariani coming back from the incredibly devastating broken leg from last preseason, his comeback, remarkable.
He really looks good out there. I mean, if you watch him right now, you don't see the issues with the leg. And, our receivers are really running and going through a gauntlet right now with Sean Jefferson as their coach. So he's handling it well. Real positive. He's gotten better every day. From the first day he came out into the offseason to now, I've seen a lot of improvement.
We got to know several of the veteran free agents that you've added on Titans Caravan, and what great personalities, leaders, seeing that on the field as well, I guess.
Oh, no doubt about it. On the field, in the locker room, around Nashville, I just think that's really what we wanted to do. We have guys in that have been with winning teams. They understand how to win. They understand what it took to get to that point, and they fit in well with our team. They haven't come in and been any different, although they have shown leadership. They have been vocal. They've been encouraging. All those things that you want to see, they've been positive influences on our team.
You continue to add free agents, and a lot of people are like, wow, how do they keep doing this? So from a technical standpoint with the salary cap, can you kind of explain where you are cap-wise right now in terms of the regulation and how you're able to do this?
Well, believe it or not, we still have cap room. We've done a good job. I think Vin's done a good job of structuring the contracts. Vin Marino has done a good job with that. I mean, right now, the top 51s are the ones that count. So when you sign a player, another player comes off. So every time you sign somebody, then somebody drops off on the back end of your top 51 in terms of counting for the cap. So we're in good shape right now. We're no issues this year for the cap. So, and really the guys we're signing right now aren't. You wouldn't call them big ticket guys. They're good players and they're going to help us. But from a contract standpoint, it's reasonable.
Will you keep going with the free agents?
We'll keep looking. I wouldn't rule anything out. I wouldn't be surprised if we sign somebody at some point. The thing we're telling ourselves and we talk about in here internally is to keep scouting. So anybody we can find that can help us, that we can afford, and that is important right now, then we would look at signing them.
So you're not the Seattle Seahawks in terms of moves, and they make a lot of them, as we know, but you're shuffling through trying to make this team better and more competitive every day.
Really what we want to do. We've said all along we wanted to add competition, and that's what we want to do. That's what we're trying to do. We want to put the best team on the field this fall that we can possibly put on the field, and that's the goal. And I think we are much improved. And if we can continue to improve, we will.
The return of Antonio Johnson, a guy most Titans fans know, the team drafted him back in 2007. What does he add at defensive tackle that you feel like maybe you didn't have enough of?
Well, he's a big body with quickness. So he's got that strength and quickness, that good combination that we like in our defensive tackles. He's done really well out here. You can see his quick first step, and you can see his strength. So I think Antonio's going to come in and fit in well, and I think he'll help us.
And you had two running backs as well. What do you expect to get from them?
Well, I think for them to come in and compete, and I think both those guys will come in and compete for a spot on the team. Special teams will be really important with Sean Green and with Chris being our first two guys. I think the special teams aspect is going to play a role, and that's something we really haven't gotten out of our backup backs, especially a third back, a fourth runner. Those guys have to be able to compete on special teams, and so that's what we're looking for.
So Jalen Parmalee and also Alvestre Alexander, the running backs that you add. And then Greg Jones at linebacker, more of a middle linebacker?
More of a middle linebacker. When we drafted Xavier Gooden, he's more of a will. We needed our weak side linebacker. We needed a middle linebacker in our group to compete, and so he'll do that.
And moving forward with the rookies, you've had them for a week now. You've had a chance to see them. Anything surprise you about Warmack or about Hunter or about Gooden or Ray Wilson, any of them?
Yeah, it's all been good. You know, I haven't been necessarily surprised. The good thing is the way they've handled themselves coming in here. I mean, they fit in well. They're working very hard. It's important to them, you can tell. I think they're going to be good teammates and really good players.
Does that come from the fact that they've played in big programs under the lights and maybe they're not as overwhelmed as somebody from a smaller school or conference?
I definitely think that's part of it. And then I think it's just their makeup and their personality and their upbringing by their moms and their dads and all those kind of things. You know, they're solid guys that are going to work hard. It's important to and have a passion for the game and want to be successful. And they have talent, which is the most important thing, but you have to have more than that to really be all you can be in the NFL. And I think they have those things.
Starting week five of the offseason program, what is the general manager focusing on?
Just evaluating our team and kind of filling in spots where we need to fill in and working with Coach Munchak and his guys on that. So just kind of continue to not get comfortable and keep looking at our team and find areas where we can improve. And if we can, then we'll do it.
That's an update on the state of the Titans with General Manager Rustin Webster. I'm Mike Keith at TitansOnline.com.